Welcome to TripleOrelationships.com. I'm Amy Waterman, and I am very, very proud to interview today's special guest. Now, as many of you know, I am a huge fan of Neil Strauss and his book, The Game, which is why I am proud to have here on the show one of the former members of Project Hollywood to talk about natural pickup. Now, this guy you're about to talk to is legendary. He's been on David D's interviews with dating gurus. He's been on Style Life's interview series, even Thundercat's Seduction Lair. He was known as Playboy during his Project Hollywood days, which makes it all the more amazing that this guy is happily settled into a long-term relationship and promotes a more natural, holistic style of meeting, attracting, and dating women, one that he promises will appeal to the average guy, not just the wannabe pickup artist. And who is this guy? His name is Stephen Nash. Welcome, Stephen. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Amy. That was quite a great introduction. I really want to bottle that up and use it myself, if you don't mind. I appreciate that very much.
Well, you're being interviewed here by a woman, and as a woman, it's just extraordinary to me to talk to someone who's teaching pickup skills that aren't just about taking the woman home for the night, but are actually about developing a relationship with her and potentially spending the rest of, you know, one's life with her. This is the stuff that Neil saw was missing from the game, and you are actually providing it in this new course that you're come out with.
Well, I think it's something that I was interested in because, like Neil, I found that I became an extraordinarily effective pickup artist, but, you know, that would last for a period of hours, and that never really carried over into days, weeks, months, or years, certainly. And so I became interested in what kind of skill set, what kind of attitude, what kind of a self-image, let's call it, is required to kind of make the transition from pickup artist to, you know, a guy who is kind of a relationship guy. And it was not an easy process or transformation, but nevertheless, I was smart enough, thanks to probably my mother, to realize that the things that I had learned at Project Hollywood were not necessarily bad, but to start using them in a different way. And I really think that the mindset of being a pickup artist is one that is inherently flawed when you're getting into meeting and dating women for the purposes of kind of really looking for a lasting relationship. Now, I want to say this too. I in the natural art of the pickup, I do outline what I see as an intelligent structure for a one-night stand. I don't feel that that's really something, you know, forbidden or taboo, because I've done it myself, obviously, many times with Project Hollywood and all that stuff. So, you know, I feel like that is an experience that a guy should have, and I don't think that women are necessarily opposed to it, though I don't think women like to be lied to and manipulated. So there's a way to do that so that both people are, kind of walk out of there with their integrity still intact. But I think the majority of what I'm coaching in that the natural art of the pickup is the program that I've recently released, actually, is really kind of how to meet, attract, connect with, and date women in a way that empowers you, the individual male, to really choose the kind of women you want to be with, but that also really represent yourself in a very honest and powerful way to them, so that it really produces and lays the groundwork for an ongoing relationship to evolve if you both want that. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of my the goal in mind with this teaching program.
That is fantastic. What I really like is that you are moving away from all of the lingo, from all of the complicated, you know, routines and techniques and things that have made guys in the past who've tried pickup stuff feel artificial, feel like they're putting on a persona that isn't really them. And you've created a new label for what you're trying to achieve with this program, and it's the natural pickup artist, the NPUA. Could you tell us a little bit more about what it means to be an NPUA and how it's different from your garden variety pickup artist?
Well, I think there's one very clear way to illuminate that difference, and that would be this. The pickup artists, at least the ones that I'm familiar with, which of course are a lot and the best, and the goal or the attitude that I had when I was a pickup artist was that I went out with the sole purpose of meeting women. So we used to call this sarging, and I know it's still called sarging. And what that means is, like, you either alone or with a wingman or maybe even with a group of guys go out for the sole purposes of picking up girls. And the sarging mentality, which becomes more and more the MO of the pickup artist, is actually very flawed. And, you know, any time that an outcome is at stake that another person has a role in, and if that becomes my goal, and then suddenly I'm actually losing power. And so what I call the natural pickup artist is really the guy who has a life. Here's the difference. It's a guy who has a life, and he's pursuing his goals in life, whether that's career goals or social goals or just experiential. He might want to travel. He might want to engage in certain hobbies. He might want to see certain things in his community. He might love a certain type of food or a type of cultural activity. And his life is full, and he's engaged in the world doing all these things. But here's the thing, is that as he's doing these things, as he's really pursuing a lifestyle that is naturally attractive and interesting to him, he is loaded with social skills so that he can meet and attract the women who are there in the midst of these environment situations naturally. So the attitude is not one of, like, I'm going to get laid tonight, I'm going to go out and pick up girls and get laid tonight, but it's rather like, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to live my life. As I do that, I'm going to meet women naturally as I do this other thing. We used to have this attitude in Project Hollywood, which was, if you have to sarge to meet women, you're doing this wrong. And that's an attitude I've really tried to take forward and develop with this. Sarging, as a footnote to that answer, should really only be used when a guy is looking to learn a certain social skill. So let's say he wants to learn how to flirt, which is a very important skill for a guy to know. Well, he should, by all means, go out and practice that, approaching women and trying to engage them in a way that's flirtatious, producing an interaction that he can then begin to feel what it feels like to flirt. That's the only time sarging should be allowed. But really, the natural pickup artist is a guy who is living his life. That's his goal. His primary aim in life is to experience the world in a way that matters to him. And then as he's doing that, he can meet and attract the women along the way. And what we found was if you're looking for a relationship, or if you're looking to really cultivate a healthy social circle, or if you're looking to date multiple women, you know, in order to meet somebody who really matters to you, maybe you haven't met that person yet, and so you're out there kind of playing the field, that point of view is the most effective and the most efficient, because as you do these things that matter to you, what's interesting is that you meet women along the way who already have things in common with you because they're interested in that particular activity as well.
That is superb. It's about life as a foundation for meeting women rather than meeting women as a foundation for life. I want to tell the listeners out there a quote. Now, David DeAngelo, we all know David D, has said some really nice things about you, and I just want to read out this quote from him. He says, Playboy not only is naturally very good with women, but he also has some expertise and mastery in a couple other areas that augment his success with women. Those areas are style and lifestyle. In other words, building a life that is not only interesting and fulfilling, but a life that's interesting to women and that makes you naturally more attractive. So what makes you different from a lot of the other pickup artists teaching out there is that you just don't want to make guys good with women. You want to make guys good with life.
Yeah, there's an analogy I'll tell you now, and I actually am ripping this off from David Data. I don't know if you're familiar with him or if the guy's listening hard, but David Data is a very good thought leader in the kind of men's development space. Anyway, there's a number of things you could read about him, but his analogy is this, and it applies perfectly in this particular discussion, which is, think of it this way. How a man lives his life is exactly how a man loves his woman. A guy's relationship to his life is the same as his relationship to his woman or a woman, if he doesn't have a woman. Like, I have a girlfriend. I've lived with her for a year now. We've been together for over 2 years, and it's very interesting. I can see that how I relate to the world is directly parallel to how I relate with her and vice versa. So what we try to do here is teach a guy how to live in a fully meaningful way. And what happens is when you teach that guy how to do that, and you give him a bunch of ways to socially represent that, you know, that's what social skills are really just a way to demonstrate kind of how I see myself, how I see the world, how I see this interaction. If you give a guy who's living a full life some social skills, there will be no problems meeting women. Women, in my experience, are really hungry for guys like that. And here's the point I want to make. If you come at this from the woman's point of view, this is what I found, is that one of the most innately attractive parts of a man to a woman is this thing called security. And I'll describe it. I describe it at length in my programs and my website and all that. But in this case, I'll describe it as this, is that a woman, you know, she is when you approach her, when you're introduced to her, maybe you're introduced to her by a friend or some colleague, I don't know, you somehow find yourself in front of a female, she is going to go through a checklist in her mind to find out if you're a guy who's both attractive and trustworthy. And one of the most significant things that she's looking for is a sense of self-security. Are you secure with yourself or not? This doesn't mean you have to be, you know, Mr. Super Confident. This is something else. But really, the way that you can learn that is through really developing an autonomous lifestyle and knowing yourself in a very directly thorough way and living in a way that's in harmony with that. I don't want to get off into too much New Agey stuff because I find this the way to really teach this to a guy is to actually be intensely practical. But that's the point. And a guy who's really living in harmony with himself and putting that into the world in a way that is directly meaningful to him, that's the guy who, when he stands in front of a woman, has power in himself and is going to be attractive to her. Now, if you give him, you know, certain social skills to fold on top of that, it's the effect is exponential. The word that I'll close this comment of mine with is this word vibe. Women are looking for guys that have a certain vibe, and that's exactly what I'm describing here. A guy who's secure with himself has a vibe of being a cool, attractive guy.
I love what you're saying. As a woman, it completely resonates with me. And women are looking for men of character. We're not looking for one-trick ponies. And I love what you're saying. Now, looking at the practical stuff, you've got guys who've gone through this program already, because in the development stage you tested it out on guys to make sure that it got the results you expected. What kind of results have the guys been seeing from this program already?
Well, what I did was I released it to a small group of people initially, and then part of what is a bonus when you sign up for the program Natural Art Pickup is that you're given access to a kind of a private community online where you can kind of converse with me privately and the other guys who are kind of more my advanced students, as well as other people kind of learning more of the basics. All levels are represented, in other words. But we have seen a real appreciation of social skills in the world. Like, guys who could never approach and meet women are now getting phone numbers on a regular basis and securing dates. So that is a huge first step. Some other guys kind of came in with some social ability already, and what they're seeing now are the development of some kind of longer term possible relationships. This pre-launch kind of went just a couple of months ago, so it's still very fresh in their minds. But we're seeing people who had no abilities before now having dates, two dates, and I think in one case, guys having like great success. But I think on average, we're seeing about two dates per week for guys who started this program with no ability whatsoever. They were freshly new to learning about meeting and dating women. And so we're seeing that progress happen, which in my experience is a big step to take. To suddenly then be able to go out and meet and attract women is like a, kind of a dream come true. And it's coming in, I think many guys are seeing some progress along that level within about 60 to 90 days. So that's, I think, a huge step for them. And then I know in three cases specifically, I'm just kind of doing a little Rolodexing in my brain here. We're seeing three guys really, and mind you, this initial launch group, I just handed it to 30 guys who I knew that I'd worked with one-on-one or that I kind of had built up a relationship with me through email. And so I sent it to them individually and kind of had them test it out for me. And so we're seeing guys making either one to two solid steps forward. And when I say solid steps, going from not being able to meet and attract women to being able to do that, and then or being able to go from that level to being able to kind of meet more of the right kinds of women. So step one is kind of being able to meet any woman, then being able to meet more attractive women, because most guys are afraid of the really attractive women, and then how to meet the right kinds of attractive women, because she might be beautiful, but she might have nothing in common with you. So it's kind of three levels, and we're seeing guys within 2 months being able to jump from where they are to the next level, which I think is pretty profound, the impact that that has in their lives. And right now what we're trying to do is trying to help them manage that and then make the step to the next level.
Well, that sounds exciting. And all of you guys listening out there, the Natural Art of Pickup has just been launched to the general public, and you can go out there and get yourself a copy. All you have to do is visit www.getnaturalpickup.com. And because it's launch week, I think, Stephen, you've got some launch week specials for us.
That's right. There are five launch week specials. Number one is obviously the access to Playboy's Lounge, and that is kind of this private community that exists right now that we've started that you get access to. So it's kind of the new natural pickup community that's forming. So you have access there. You have a lifetime membership. We're giving my interview with David D'Angelo from a couple of years ago. It's a two-disc set, and it's a long conversation about all kinds of topics, but really about natural social skills and I think a lot about lifestyle and fashion too. So there's a great deal of very practical information there. David is very good about kind of pulling his interviewers into a particular topic and then coming up with, well, what should a guy do if? So we get into a lot of those scenarios. Then there's actually a couple of offerings from you guys from triplezerorelationships.com. One is about kind of getting out of the just friend zone, which is tremendously useful. And the other one is about kind of learning, again, it's a perfect complement, but again, about naturally meeting women. So you get those two free ebooks right away. And then last but not least, the biggie is my prior program, Natural Attraction. And this is available, I think as of right now, we have 58 of them left. These are programs that I've produced before. And they cover social skills and meeting and attracting women techniques, but there's a great deal more in that program about lifestyle, about social circle, and about fashion and developing your own personal look or personal style. This is going to be gone in maybe just a matter of hours. I just don't know. But if you still see it on the page, you know that that bonus is still available. And so the nice thing is that you get all these five bonuses for free, totally for free, if you're one of the next 58 people to register. But the neat thing is that we've set it up so that you can download everything. There's no waiting around for UPS or FedEx or the mail service. These are going to be instantly available online. So the audio you can throw into your MP3 player, whether that's an iPod or anything else, you'll be able to have access to that there. You can obviously just listen to it right on your computer. And all of the ebooks and whatnot will be downloaded right away. So there's no waiting around. You can get started, you know, in 5 minutes from now. You can be on the ground running. So I think it's not only it's a totally complete program, but what's nice about it is that you get access to it immediately, so you get to strike while the iron is hot. But I cannot imagine a more comprehensive, complete offer for someone who's looking to really take on the three areas of development that I think every guy needs, and that is social skills, lifestyle, and personal style. You get everything that you could possibly want to learn from and to then take into your life and grow with. And, you know, I think it's a pretty awesome offer, and I hope that many of you get to benefit from it.
Well, you can't beat that. Guys, you heard it here. Only 58 copies of those extra bonuses left, but you can still get the course even if you missed out on those extra bonuses. So you got to go right now to www.getnaturalpickup.com. Again, that's getnaturalpickup.com. And see what you think. It sounds pretty awesome. And as a woman, I hope all of you guys out there have a chance to check out this program. Well, thank you so much, Stephen, for joining us. It's been great hearing what you're doing. And hopefully we'll hear you again on the show in the future.
Absolutely, Amy. My pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, that's it from us here at TripleORelationships.com. I'm Amy Waterman, and don't forget to check out Stephen Nash's groundbreaking course that merges the skills of a natural with the practical methods of pickup. Get the natural art of pickup today.